Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
There was a time when the media actually reported news, and they did so just repeating the facts. Yes, there was something called yellow journalism, journalism that was based upon sensationalism and crude exaggeration. While the term is rarely used today, the concept does continue and is sometimes referred to as fake news. But today, America is not only more polarized than ever before, but our views of media are more polarized than ever before. The most recent Pew Research Center poll on this subject found that Republicans and Democrats place their trust in nearly two inverse news media environments, and the gap is growing. Partisan polarization in the use and trust of media sources has widened in the past 5 years. Democrats place near equal trust in five news media outlets: CNN leads, followed by NBC News, ABC News, CBS News, and PBS News. Republicans and those leaning Republican overwhelmingly trust Fox News, with only half as much trust being placed in the other news media outlets. About two-thirds of liberal Democrats trust the New York Times, while only 10% of conservative Republicans trust the Times. Why the radical change over the years? The media identified as liberal have often given little time to breaking news that reflects conservative concerns. When the issues are covered, the time is less than time given to issues that reflect liberal concerns. CNN, for example, will often have liberal guests and commentators on to address breaking political events. Yes, they do have Republicans on from time to time, but on a far less frequent basis than the reliance on liberal talking heads. All of their hosts skew to the political left. Fox News does make an effort to have a larger mix of liberal thoughts intertwined and conservative talking heads, but they still slant to the right. Their hosts skew anywhere from conservative to moderate. Not too many moderates are found to be hosting either CNN or MSNBC. Now, what does all of this mean for Americans coming together at any time in the future, or, more importantly, coming together for any given crisis? All one has to do is take a look at the current state of affairs as it relates to the coronavirus crisis. Fox News regularly covered the daily coronavirus task force briefings presided over by the president. CNN did cover them for a while and then chose to all but ignore the briefings, opting to only report on what occurred if it didn't make the president look very good. As a result, many people watching Fox News for the latest coronavirus information came away believing the president and his task force were on top of the issues and were doing what needed to be done. The other news networks produced viewers who believed the president had little to no idea of what was going on. When the president closed travel from China at the end of January, the liberal networks parroted Joe Biden and saying it wasn't necessary and calling the president xenophobic and racist. Eventually, they all determined that the president didn't act soon enough. And when the Republican governor of Georgia became one of the first to open his state, the liberal media claimed he was endangering public health. When numbers came out showing that despite the dire warnings from the media and others, hospital rates actually decreased in the 15 days after many restrictions were lifted, was the media there to report that startling news? Fox News and other conservative outlets did report that revelation. From the liberal news outlets, we could only hear crickets. It's going to require more conservative people pushing their way into the left-wing media. It's going to take some time. Ships don't make a sharp turn in the ocean. The turns are slow and prodding, but eventually they do get there. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.